Welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. I'm Hunter Logan, of course. Who else would I be? Now, we're still in 2014 with the radio just getting started. Well, not just getting started, but still getting its early legs under it. Now, I've been solo now. Started Unplugged, as you know about the last episode, if you listened to it. But now, people are starting to find out about us a little bit more. We're starting to get more recognition. I'm not really realizing how much and how fast we're growing. And I'm really not understanding that. And to be honest with you, I didn't really understand the worth of HLE Radio, the current worth of HLE Radio, till about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago. And when I get up to that point, I'll expound on that even more. But at this point in time, I'm still navigating. And when I say navigating, I'm still figuring out who's who, what's what, because I'm still new to all of this. And there's people that have been in it for a while, and there's people who are just new to it like I am, and there's people who are perceiving me to be in it for a long time, thinking that I'm more than what I am at the time. Meaning, when I say more than what I am, meaning that we have been longer, established longer than what we have been. But one of the cool things that happened, and this was really cool, is there was this, they're still there, I believe, but there's a cowboy church. And I've never been around cowboy churches too much. I've been hearing about them, been to a couple of them at this point in time. I didn't realize that there was two cowboy church organizations, but there are. There might even be three now. I found out there was two different ones for sure. I thought they were all just under the same one, but they're not. I get flown up to Pennsylvania to this church where, through a particular artist that we were playing, or a couple of artists that we were playing, would go to this church and play. And they had an up-and-coming artist in there. And through mutual friends, through connections or whatever, or they found us. They wanted me to come up and check out their church and their service, and they were thinking about getting on HLE Radio as one of the churches to do their sermons, which was fantastic. And I'd never been to Pennsylvania before. This was the first time I would go. Flew into Pittsburgh is where it was. I'm going to not say names and cities and that stuff. I'll just tell you, I flew into Pittsburgh. That wasn't where the church was. But one of the coolest things, and this had never happened to me before. I'd seen it before on TV shows. Now, I haven't met the people that I'm, where I'm staying at, or I haven't met nobody. I'm just going, and I've talked through email. So as I get down to baggage claim, right, there's these folks, and they're holding up a sign that says Hunter Logan. You see on TV, you'll see somebody holding a sign, like the limo people or whoever, they're holding a sign for whoever's coming off the airplane. Never had that happen to me before, so that was a first. So immediately, man, I was like, this is so cool. And of course, the people were just super, super nice. Great people. We hit it off, man, and they're driving us. I think we were about an hour and a half away, or maybe an hour away or something. I can't remember exactly how far we were. But the people were wonderful. They put me up in an apartment, got in there. They had a goodie basket. I mean, you had everything you needed. If I needed to go somewhere, they had a driver for me. They could have drove me around. Whatever I needed, I was taken care of. And they had it set up for me to meet the people at the church. Like a little Q&A thing for, I guess it was people who wanted to meet and maybe the board stuff or some of the board people to ask questions. And for me to talk about HLE Radio. And then after that, we'd have some free time. And I mean, they would treat me like I was some kind of rock star or something. And I'm thinking, you do know I'm just some little round Cajun down here that really has no clue about nothing. But I just got the first class treatment. And I was like, wow. It was just amazing to me being treated that way. You heard in, I think it was episode 3, I was telling you, with Dog Poop in Nashville. Or maybe it was episode 4, whichever one that was, how we got treated crappy. Well, this was the reverse. But everywhere I went after that, I'm going to tell you, anytime there was a gig, that I had to go play. Anytime I was had to be anywhere, after that one time, I was treated with the utmost respect, first class treatment. I mean, I got red carpet treatment everywhere I went. I'll just sidebar here. One of the things when I came back from Nashville from that trip, somebody told me, he said, "Listen, man, I never go where I'm tolerated. I only go where I'm celebrated." And that stuck with me. I'm like, you know what? That's a good rule to follow. And so from that point on, I never ever go where I'm tolerated. I'm not going to go anywhere or take HLE radio anywhere where we're tolerated. I'm only going to go where we're celebrated. I don't want to go anywhere where people are tolerating me. I don't want that. I'm only going to go where people are going to celebrate us, HLE Radio, or myself. I mean, that's where I want to be around people who want to be around us. So I learned that lesson, and from that point on, and I guess that's why we never got treated bad again, because I never would accept an invitation to go anywhere where I knew that the people there were only going to tolerate us. I didn't want to go anywhere again where we were going to get treated badly. And the people that treat you badly, if they're going to be there, you can rest assured you're going to get treated badly. So from that point on, we just went to where we were treated good. Anyway, I get there and I'm in the meeting and everything's going fine. And they're asking questions and I'm answering them. And all of a sudden, man, Brian Carpenter shows up. Now, Brian's in North Carolina. So I thought. So we're texting, a little bit. I say, "Hey, man, I'm getting ready to go on the meeting," whatever. And here he shows up, man, in Pennsylvania. And I'm like, what? I was shocked, man. And I was surprised, but I was relieved, too, because now I wasn't there by myself. I had some help. Because this is, I'm navigating this thing by myself. It's just me. This was the first time that I'd ever got called for HLE Radio to go represent it anywhere. This was the first time other than the one award show that we went to in that Nashville trip. This was the first time after that we got called to go do anything. I was a little nervous, honestly. I was a little nervous because I didn't know what to expect. And I didn't know what was going on, until I actually got there. Honestly, it was a relief when he got there, man. It just kind of relaxed a bit, because my bud's there now. So I got the other part of HLE Radio with me at the time. So that was a real cool surprise. Great, too, that Brian surprised me like that to be there. Just about every event, I can't remember, even to this day, there might be one, maybe two events that Brian had to miss. If there's been an event for HLE Radio, Brian's been there. It's been a good reason if he had to miss. I mean, it's because he couldn't get off of work. That's how dedicated Brian is. And he's been with me since the very beginning, basically. God put him there. And he hasn't missed an event, so... That's a testament to his commitment. So we're in Pennsylvania. Poor Brian, he had to sleep on the couch because we don't share a bed. I don't think the bed was big enough to share. Anyway, but he slept on the couch, and it wasn't that big of a couch because I remember I think his feet was hanging off of it or whatever. But he didn't complain. We had a good time anyway. So we went to church, and it was a great church service, and it was a great visit with everyone. We had a great time. Got to the airport. I remember that there was a problem with the plane. Something was delayed, so we were delayed taking off. But we finally got out of there. I got back to Louisiana. The church decided not to come on. They decided they weren't going to do that. They talked it over and said, "Well, we're not going to do that." Which was okay. I mean, I hated to hear that at the time, or I understood. But the lesson that I learned from that was I started to realize just how much HLE was getting noticed and how I had to start being vigilant and careful about HLE Radio. Because out of that situation was an individual who had other intentions in mind, for HLE Radio. Now, it got ugly for a bit. Not with the church, not with the church people, but somebody that was connected to that church. That's when I realized that I have to guard this. That's when I realized I have to guard HLE Radio, because it's not just a radio station. This is God's radio station. I'm just managing it till He comes back. But there are people out there who are always looking to profit and gain from your hard work. And I tell you what, that's when I learned, old Hunter can't add people to HLE Radio. God is the one who adds people to HLE Radio. It's the people that He wants here, not the people that Hunter wants here. And that lesson was learned through that trip as well. But the trip itself was phenomenal. I never had such great treatment. Still to me today, the sign being held up at the airport is a lasting memory. That was the coolest thing. To me today, about that whole trip, it's still the coolest thing. It's somebody holding a sign up that I never knew saying Hunter Logan. That was the coolest thing. I wish I would have took a picture of that, because that is just burned in my memory. That's like the coolest thing that has happened. Well, not the coolest thing that has happened. One of the coolest things that has happened. That trip going up there, that and Brian flying up there and surprised me were the highlights of that. But a lesson was learned through all of that. And I learned that, well, I would start to learn the value of HLE Radio. And God would give me many more lessons. And I'm still learning. But I would learn that I would have to be more protectful, more vigilant of who I let in. And Satan is crafty, because he'll find ways to get in. And just because people call themselves a Christian, you need to check them at the door. That doesn't give them an automatic pass. It just doesn't. And I'm going to leave that at that, because I don't want to get too far in that. Well, I'm going to leave it right there for now. When we come back for the next time, I think we're going to talk about some revival in the streets of Hong Kong. Communist China, HLE Radio, making an impact in Hong Kong. Man, that was wild. And we're still there, but learning about it was just really cool. And seeing it was even better. Hey, check out HLEradio.com. We got some gear on there, some HLE Radio caps, mugs, travel mugs, coffee cups, t-shirts, all kind of stuff. The morning show still, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Hey, we got Tommy Brandt and Brandt 2 coming, man. Tommy 2, they're coming June 25th to the Christian Country Cafe. It's right here in the radio station. We have some seating, so if you want to come watch that, you can. Also, the Christian Country Fest 2020 coming in the end of July and 1st of August. That's right here in Jennings. That information's on our website, hleradio.com. Check that out. Hey, until next time, be good. I love you.